Shir says Echanishmas, Rachel ba Shimon, Chanoch ben Yitzchak, Yaakov Zev ben Nochem Yosef, Eliyahu ben David, Avram Abba ben Alter Chaim, and Chaim Tzvi Aryeh ben Baruch. An interesting halacha that is derived once again from a most unlikely source, namely Lavan HaRasha. We had discussed in previous weeks the halachos of Erusin, Birchos Erusin, and this week's parsha as well, Parshas Vayetze. There is a pasuk that is a statement made by Lavan HaRasha that actually figures into halacha l'maisa. How so? Let's begin with a bit of a detour. We'll start with a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is bothered by the fact that the Torah, in two different places, when referring to the daughters of Tzlafchad, cites the names of the Benos Tzlafchad in a different order. So, for example, in Parshas Pinchas, when the Benos Tzlafchad are first mentioned as having approached Moshe to complain about not having a Yerusha, they have no brothers, their father died. So the Torah there lists the Benos Tzlafchad, Ve'ela Shmos Benosav, Machla, Noah, Chagla, Milka, and Tirtza. Yet when you look at the very end of Parshas Maaseh, end of Sefer Bamidbar, when the Torah describes how they each married a fellow from their father's Shevet so as not to take away from the land that would have been allotted to Shevet Menashe and give it to their husband's Shevet, were their husband to be from a different tribe, the pasuk there says, Batihiena, Machla, Tirtza, Chagla, Milka, Vinoa, Vinoslavchad, Livne, Doden, Linoshim. They married their cousins. But the Torah in those two psukim cites the names of the daughters of Slavchad in a different sequence, different order. So the Gemara Kuf Chaf and Bava Basra is bothered. Why the difference? So the Gemara says, Lahalon, Manon, Hakasuv, Derech, Gedulasan, Vikan, Derech, Chachmasan. In one instance, says the Gemara, the Torah lists them in order of Gedula, in order of age. And in the other instance, the Gemara lists them in order of Chachma, of wisdom. So the Gemara says, oh, that supports the statement of Rabbi Ami, who says, when it comes to yeshiva, follow Chachma. When it comes to Mesiba, follow Zikna, follow age. What does that mean? In yeshiva, you follow Chachma. In Mesiba, you follow Zikna. What does that mean? Very vague statement by the Gemara. So here's where we come to the halacha l'maisa. The Rashbam there explains the Gemara as follows. Rashbam says, that over there, he says, meaning when they married, in Parshas Maaseh, the Torah lists them in the order of their age, Derech Gedulasan. Whereas when they came to Moshe, they are listed in order of Chachma. And whoever was the wiser one was mentioned first when they approached Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, when they married, it was an order of age. When they approached Moshe, it was an order of Chachma. And the Rashbam, in making that comment, inserts the following additional insights. He says, why is it that when they were described as having gotten married, they are listed in order of age? Says Rashbam, because the pasuk says, Lo ye'asa kein bimkomenu laseis hatzi'ira lefnei habechira. Citing a pasuk in this week's parsha, Lavan tells Yaakov, what do you mean, how did I give you Leah before Rachel? Because we don't do that in our town, to marry off the younger daughter before the older daughter. That's Lavan explaining to Yaakov why he deceived him by giving him the older daughter instead of the younger daughter. So Rashbam quotes that pasuk to indicate why the Gemara assumes that when the Torah flips the order of the names of the daughters of Slavchad, in the context of the daughters of Slavchad marrying, oh, that must be the order of age. Why does the Gemara make that assumption, says Rashbam? Because Lavan told us, you don't marry the younger before the older. Oh, that must be why the Torah itself, when listing Benos Slavchad in one context, in this order, in a different context, in that order, it must be that when they got married, they're listed in order of age. So writes Rashbam. So what emerges from the Rashbam is that he's taking for granted that what Lavan said is taka true. that you don't marry off the younger daughter before the older daughter. So it would seem from Rashbam. One looks in Hilchos Kibud Talmud Chacham, Yeradeh Resh Mem Dalad, Sif Yud Ches, and there the Shulchan Aruch tells us the following. Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to a yeshiva shel din o shel Torah, when it comes to a group that is gathered for a din, and there's a number of Talmidei Chachamim there. There's one younger, there's one older, there's one wiser. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to a yeshiva shel din o shel Torah, hochim acher hachachma. You put the younger chacham ahead of the older, less wise zaken to give him the right to speak first and to sit at the front. When it comes to a mesiba shel mishta o shel nisuim, says Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to a party or a wedding, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then you have the older one who's not as wise, the younger one who's wiser. Hochem acher hazikna lahoshiva barosh. It's the older one, albeit the less wise one, who gets the front seat, so to speak. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach there, Simin Resh Mem Dalet, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, quotes the Bach, who says what the Shulchan Aruch means when he speaks of Nisuim, you follow age. And here's the Shach quoting the Bach's interpretation of how we apply this halacha. Says the Bach, quoted in the Shach, this means like as follows. If you have brothers or sisters, im achim o achios, yasu lahem nisuim, who are getting married, you have brothers or sisters getting married, even though one is smarter, wiser than the other, don't marry the one who is younger first just because he is smarter than the other one. Rather, yakdimu lasos nisuim legadol bashanim, says the Bach, quoted by the Shach. You have two siblings, two brothers, two sisters getting married. Don't give priority to the one who is smarter, wiser, but rather give priority to the one who is older. So writes the Shach, so writes the Bach. All based on Lavan Ha'arami. Fascinating application, halacha lemaisa. Now, this of course might lead to many different questions, scenarios, tensions, problems. So you look in the Tshuvas Maharsham, and this is quoted in Sefer Nisuin Kelchasam, Maharsham, Chele Gimel, Simen Kufla Medvav, has such a shaila, such a dilemma. And in the context of this tshuva that he writes about this particular halacha, he says, interestingly enough, he says, from the exact quote, he says, it was a shas adchak. You had one sister who was 22 years old. The older sister was 27 years old. He says, the younger sister happened to have a shidduch with a talmid chacham, an usher, hit all the milas. He was a talmid chacham, he had money, gevaldik. But there's an older sister, what are you supposed to do? Says the Maharsham, you're going to make the younger sister wait. Who says she's going to find another shidduch as good? He says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, this din, when it comes to Nisuim, you marry off the older one first. He writes, Mikol Makom Eino Din Gamur. Interesting. Not a real strict halacha. He says, this halacha is not a Amish and Isser. And therefore the Maharsham feels that there is makam lahakel here. Makam lahakel here. Shas adchak, it's not a strict isser. There is a makam lahakel. The older daughter, apparently in this story, the older daughter in the story was trying to prevent the younger daughter from getting married. The two sisters were fighting. The older one wanted to stop the younger one from getting married. And the Maharsham paskens, no, she has no right to impose that demand upon her younger sister. This is not an Isser Gomer, he says. It's not an Isser Gomer. And he says, it's only Bechlal Nimus V'Derech Eretz. It's just a nice thing to do. It's a Derech Eretz type of guidance. It's not an Isser Gomer. And therefore he says the older sister has no right to prevent the younger sister from getting married first. Okay. Now, that having been said, there is a tshuva in Reb Moshe Feinstein's Igros Moshe, Eben Ezra Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph. Reb Moshe, in one tshuva, offers us a very, very broad heter here. And he doesn't take the approach that this is not a strict issur. He says the following. He says, the case he was dealing with was the following. There were two brothers, a younger one and an older one. The younger one was engaged. The father of the Kala was insisting, right now, Shein Zeit, get married. Don't wait for the older brother. Why? Because he wanted the younger brother, who was his future son-in-law, to get married before he would turn 20 years old, which is, you know, ben eshem l'chuppah, okay? The older one is very upset about this. Can the younger one get married before the older one or not? Says Reb Moshe, Pashut lanias daiti, l'chatchila. The younger brother is allowed to get married even though the older brother is not getting married yet. Why? Says Reb Moshe, understand this. Chiv d'oraisa, mitzvah saseh, puruvu. You can tell me the younger brother has a mitzvah d'oraisa, but he can't fulfill it because the older brother is insisting, no, you wait for me? How could that be? How could that be? They both have a chiv d'oraisa to get married, have children. So how can you make the young one wait for the older one? Says Reb Moshe, he says, I've seen some sfarim quote the shach we just mentioned, that there's an issur based on love and harasha saying this is not the way to do things. Says Reb Moshe, Hutos Gomer. To quote that shach, that listen, Lavan said you can't let the older one get married only after the younger one. The older one goes first, not the younger one. Moshe says, Hutos Gomer, total error, he says. Why? He says, what the shach means is you have two siblings who are both engaged, both ready to get married. And the question is, okay, whose wedding is scheduled first? Okay, then says Reb Moshe, good, you let the older one get married first, second one get married second. That's when they're both engaged, ready to get married. Fine, that's when we say the old one has priority. That's just a sign of kibud, of kavod to the older one. But in a case where only one is engaged, the other one has no shidduch in sight yet, you're going to make the younger one wait for an unknown, undetermined amount of time because the older one has to go first? That's as if Moshe is an toast gummer. Incorrect, absolutely incorrect, he says. Even the chatchila, you're allowed to do so. Aye, Reb Moshe was asked, but you're going to cause the older brother tsar and busha and embarrassment. Reb Moshe says, that's not the fault of the younger sibling. If the older one feels embarrassed or ashamed, the young one's not doing anything. He didn't do it to the older sibling. That's not his responsibility. So Reb Moshe paskins clearly that there's no issur, even the chatchila, one who is a younger sibling is allowed to marry before the older sibling. The only issue, says Reb Moshe, would be if both are engaged, ready to get married, then mitzad kavod for the older sibling, then the older sibling gets married first.